It is your KORN News Radio Sports on this Friday, January 2nd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Week 18 of the NFL, the final week of the regular season. It starts tomorrow with a Saturday doubleheader. Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the Carolina Panthers at 3:30. Winner of that game will be the NFC South champion. They'll be the number 4 seed in next week's NFC playoffs. Then tomorrow night at 7 p.m., the number 1 seed in the conference is at stake as San Francisco takes on the Seattle Seahawks. Winner of that, the NFC West champion, and they will get a bye next week and be the number 1 seed. Both of those games tomorrow on ABC and on ESPN. Not a whole lot at stake on Sunday. The Vikings host the Packers Sunday at noon on CBS. Both teams playing backup quarterbacks. Also, the Denver Broncos hosting the LA Chargers at 3:25. That's on CBS. Then the final game of the regular season will decide the AFC North as Pittsburgh hosts Baltimore at 7:20 on NBC. Winner of that one will be the number 4 seed in the AFC. Lamar Jackson says he will play the Baltimore Ravens quarterback. We do have some high school basketball across the region tonight. Doubleheaders as Parkston takes on Winner, Ethan hosting Scotland Meadow, and Hanson taking on Irene Wakanda. Also, girls matchups tonight. Mount Vernon Plankington girls travel to Lenox. Sioux Falls Christian takes on West Central. Andy Central Dakota Christian hosting Centerville. And Kimball White Lake boys basketball on the road tonight in Salem to take on McCook Central Montrose. Plus, we got games in Class AA tonight. Doubleheaders, Brandon Valley taking on Marshall, Minnesota. Watertown travels to Sturgis. T Area will be out west taking on Douglas. And Rapid City Central takes on the Rapid City Stevens girls later tonight. The San Antonio Spurs say that their star center, Victor Wembanyama, sustained no ligament damage in his injured left knee, but he still will not play tonight in Indiana. The Spurs said yesterday that Wembanyama's status is day-to-day. He ended up hyperextending his left knee late in the game on Wednesday versus the New York Knicks. 5 NBA games last night. The Clippers would recover. They blew a 21-point lead. Clippers still beat Utah 118-101. Kawhi Leonard led the Clippers with 45 points. Philadelphia's Tyrese Maxey had 34 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds as the 76ers beat Dallas 123-108. The Boston Celtics would pull away down the stretch, beat Sacramento 120-106. Boston would get 29 points and 10 rebounds from Jaylen Brown. Miami Heat have won 4 in a row. They take down Detroit 118-112. Miami's Norman Powell had 36 points. In the loss for Detroit, a near triple-double for a point guard Cade Cunningham. He finished with 31 points, 11 assists, and 8 rebounds. And Kevin Durant had 22 points and a season-high 11 assists as Houston would beat the Brooklyn Nets 120-96. Minnesota Lynx star Nafisa Collier scheduled to have surgery on both of her ankles. She's expected to be sidelined for the next 4 to 6 months. She will not play in the upcoming unrivaled 3-on-3 women's basketball league. Collier has been rehabbing her ankles, her injuries that she suffered during the WNBA season. She had a sprained right ankle in August and missed several weeks, and then she hurt her left ankle this past fall in Game 3 of the WNBA semifinals. And that is a look at your sports here on this Friday, January 2nd. More sports online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.